Now, I can't come out and say all that on national TV today or any time, but what we had learned over time is that we could no longer communicate with government agencies. We actually couldn't even communicate with our propagandized colleagues and major medical centers, all of which appear to be under a spell, almost as if they're hypnotized right now. And doctors, good doctors, are doing unthinkable things, like injecting biologically active messenger RNA that produces this pathogenic spike protein into pregnant women. I think when the doctors wake up from their trance, they're going to be shocked to think what they've done to people.
Obviously, we urge people to be vaccinated, but a key message also is just because you're vaccinated, you can still get infected and be infectious.
So I have a couple questions that I think are on all of the minds of our viewers. So the first one, which is the big one also on my mind, is which is your favorite Trump child and why is it Ivanka?
You're a wise guy over here. All the same, 100%.
100%?
100%. And I'll even say you only for purposes of this interview. I want to make it clear today that my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking. I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. And I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government in order to solve this horrific problem. Haunted by a million screams. Solving the human trafficking epidemic is a priority for my administration. There's too many men, too many people
making too many problems. 25 million adults and children, that is the number of people believed to be exploited by human trafficking worldwide.
Without you, nothing would happen.
Hey Alexa, whose birthday was June 14th?
This past Monday's famous birthdays include 45th and current President of the United States, Donald Trump.
पकड़ो मैडम पकड़ो
उसे पकड़ो इच्छा तो उसे पकड़ो पकड़ो मैडम
मैडम आंटी आंटी एकदम सुनिए लगे बीच में मेरी बात सुनो एडीसी सर आ रहे
In the 4 months of 2021, we've had more COVID-19 experimental vaccine deaths than all the vaccine deaths for the 15-year period between 1997 and 2013.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to use a little bit of common sense and reality to dispel the myth of this so-called pandemic. During the last pandemic, the Spanish flu in the early 1900s, we had up to 100 million people die, 50 to 100 million people. That was about 5 to 7% of the entire world's population. In other words, we saw a drastic reduction in the world's population because a pandemic was killing men, women, and children. Fast forward to today's pandemic. Our population during the pandemic actually increased by a rate of 1.05%. And in a normal year without a pandemic, our population would have increased by 1.08%, virtually unchanged by the so-called deadliest pandemic in history. During pandemics, people, populations decline. They don't increase. If your population is increasing year over year while they are claiming you are suffering the deadliest pandemic in the history of mankind, you have to be a complete buffoon to take that at face value. A pandemic means people are dying. People are dying at the rate that they are not being replaced. A pandemic means the world population will decline. A plandemic, a fake pandemic, we'll see the world's population increase just as it did before the so-called pandemic happened. And if you don't believe me, check the world population in 2018, 2019, and 2020, and check the growth rates of those years. Thank you.
My grandmother, at the age of 92, just recently passed away yesterday morning due to congestive heart failure in her home. We know for a fact it was congestive heart failure because she was in the hospital a few weeks prior, had all kinds of tests done, and her heart was failing. She wanted to pass away at home. She told the doctor she was going to sign herself out and walk home. She was pretty sure she could make it, and my grandmother was pretty feisty. She was one hell of a woman. Anyway, coroner enters in the picture yesterday after she passes and informs my father, hey, if you put this down as a COVID death, the government will pay for her funeral services. Yeah. Don't tell me COVID's not being used to manipulate to control us and we're being lied to, because we are. And this is someone from home that passed away. Imagine what the hospitals are doing.
Ah, yes. Nothing like waking up in the morning and smelling piss and feces all over the place. At first glance, you would probably think this is some third world country. 13 seconds into this video and my eyes already need a tetanus shot. Quite possibly you can smell everything you're seeing in the video right now. So the next time you book your family vacation, make sure you stay the fuck far away from Venice Beach, California.